Well, good evening, everyone.
各位晚安。
I am overwhelmed by the presence of Jesus.
我感觉到神的同在这么的强烈在这里。
I feel this way often when I get here and come up to the front and now have to speak. I don't want it to stop. Let's sing it again.
我常常来到这里，当我要上讲台的时候，我感觉神的同在这么的强烈，我真的不想上来讲道，我想再来唱，继续的唱。
But there will be a day.
但是总有一天。
There will be a day where we'll be around the throne.
总有一天我们会围绕在宝座旁边。
We won't have to stop.
我们不会再需要停止我们的敬拜。
We'll just worship Him and praise Him throughout the ages of eternity.
直到永远永远我们当要敬拜他赞美他
We start down here, we start now
但是我们从现在开始在地上
Thank God we can lift our voices and we can worship and praise him together
主啊我们感谢你我们可以在这里我们可以敬拜你用我们的声音来歌唱
And I don't think it's just because of where I sit and I get the surround sound
我想不是只是因为我刚好坐在中间我可以听见这个声音响效果
That probably helps but it's more than just that
那我相信不是只是这个音响的效果而已
You can hear that you're singing to God
因为你可以听见你正在向神歌唱
But more than hearing it, you can feel it
我们不但可以听见我们可以感觉到
And that's more important than hearing it
我们的感受比我们听见更重要
I like the chords, I like the songs, I like the singing, but I like the heart
我很喜欢我们的歌声我们的唱歌但是我更喜欢的是我们的心我们的心声
Jesus said of a people, they draw nigh to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me
耶稣说以色列人他们用嘴唇来亲近我但是他们的心却远离我
But I'm thankful we can draw nigh to him with our hearts
但是感谢神我们可以用我们的心来亲近他
Bring our lips along
当然我们的嘴唇也一样的来亲近他
And praise and worship him But I'm also thankful for his word. And I'm glad that we can look into it again tonight together. Some of you have heard me too much today already.
And this is
take three for some of you. But I'm glad to be able to open up with you to the book of Nehemiah.
但是我们一起来看，我很荣幸跟大家一起来看《尼希米记》。
I guess I should say it's a pleasure and a joy to be here.
我要再一次的说，对我来说实在是很喜乐，也很荣幸可以来到这里。
Maybe more so this year than even many years that have been in the recent past or even now distant past.
虽然我过去来陆陆续续来这里很多年，今年我特别的感恩。
This year's been a little tough for our family.
因为今年对我的家庭来说有一些的困难。
I had knee surgery, which is not a big deal, and they put a new knee in there, and it's going okay so far.
先是我自己有一个换膝的手术，那当然这不是很大。我现在有一个新的膝盖。还可以恢复的还可以。
Some of you know that my wife has had physical challenges and battled cancer this year.
那有些人知道我的妻子，我的姐妹，她今年呢就跟癌症搏斗。
And she had two major surgeries and a round of chemotherapy and all the rest.
她经历了两次的大手术，还有一系列的化疗。
So there were times earlier on where I didn't know that I could make it out here for Labor Day.
所以今年早些时候呢，我其实不太确定这个劳工节的特会我能不能够参加。
I didn't know if my knee would recover. I didn't know if she would recover or how well she would do.
因为我不知道我的膝盖会不会恢复，或是我妻子她能不能恢复。
But I looking back, I'm just so thankful for the family of God.
但是回头一看，我非常的为神的家来感恩。
And that includes SVCA.
那我讲的神的家包括 SVCA
my home away from home
那这也是我的家
people who I know pray
因为我知道你们也在祷告
and more than one occasion Pastor Yu has said we're praying in our leaders meeting we've prayed for your wife prayed for your situation and how appreciative we are for that
不止一次于牧师告诉我，我们在为你祷告，我们的教会的领袖们在为你祷告，聚会中在为你祷告，我非常的感恩。
And the Lord has done exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think.
那神实在为我们所成就的是超过我们所求所想的。
And tonight she's well and recovered well and cancer free and the prognosis is good.
今天我
and all to the glory of God.
今天我可以说我的妻子她恢复得很好，而且她已经没有癌细胞了，感谢主。
You share in the victory.
所以你们跟我一起分享这个得胜。
As you helped and got under the burden, and we're so thankful again for that.
因为你们跟我同负一起负轭，我非常的为此感谢神。
So I had a wild idea a few months ago, and thinking about September and thinking about the Labor Day conference, and my wild idea was this: I don't know if I can make it.
所以那个几个月以前，当我想到这个劳工节退休会的时候，我有一个奇想。
But maybe I could bring my son and his wife along with me, and then if I can't make it, they can help me and get me around and prop me up and bring me in and out and carry the suitcase or whatever.
因为呢，我当时不知道劳工节的时候我会不会恢复得好。如果我带了我的儿子媳妇一起来，如果我不能走路的话，他们可以两个人一边架着我来，而且帮我拎行李。
So I asked Brother Yu if maybe that would be okay, and I would have them come with me and so on. And he wrote, "Oh yes, absolutely, that'd be fine."
So I asked 于牧师我是不是可以带我儿子媳妇来？他说是的，非常欢迎。
And then the next thing I know, they're finding him a place to live, and they're finding him a slot in the program to speak and to minister and to play. And I thought, this is good too.
然后我就发现哦，他们也为他们找了一个地方住，而且在退休会也安排了他来跟年轻人分享，所以这一切都很好。
And as it turned out, I don't need them.
后来我发现我根本不需要他们跟我一起来。
But I'm glad that they're here.
但是我很高兴他们也来了。
I'm glad that they're here because they get to meet you.
我很高兴他们来了，所以他们可以跟认识大家。
And enjoy the richness of our worship together.
而且可以跟我们一起享受神的丰富，一起敬拜。
And so, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you all.
谢谢大家，谢谢大家，谢谢大家。
And let's go on to Nehemiah.
Okay, 现在我们来看尼希米。
We've been in the English meetings today, just to catch some of you up to speed. We've been looking at the prophets, minor prophets.Joel and Haggai.
就想跟大家update 一下，就今天我们在英文部呢，我已经看了那个小先知之书里面，我们看了约珥书还有哈该书。
Now those of you that were in the English meetings, were the messages different?
今天参加过英文聚会的人，我想问问看，他们这的信息有不一样吗？这两个
？Yes, no.
信息有不一样吗？还是都是讲的是一样的？
Same thing from Joel that I from Haggai. Same thing or different?
约珥书和哈该书里面的信息是一样的还是不一样
？You can't be wrong if you answer the question.
你随便答都不会错的。
Yes, they were the same. No, they were different.
是的，他们的信息都是一样的，但是还是有不一样的。
Because it's the story of a dilapidated, broken-down nation and people.
因为这是在，因为他们的故事都发生在这个老百姓，他们在一个破裂荒凉的环境里面。
That God wanted to restore and build up and make a praise in all the earth.
然后神要恢复他们，要把他们建立成为一群赞美的子民。
And God did that with Joel and the people in that day, and with Haggai and the people in that day. But they needed encouragement. They needed help.
所以神呢，在约珥的时候也做了，在哈该的时候也做了。当时他们需要帮助，他们需要神的帮助。
So the Lord got them help through these prophets.
所以神就借着这两位先知来帮助他们。
And said, "Stop saying it's not time to build; it's past time to build."
所以告诉他们不要再说现在不是建造的时候，建造的时候早就开始了。
You're too interested in your own kingdom and your own lives, and you've got to be more interested in my kingdom and building my kingdom because my kingdom's much more important than yours.
你不要只是注重在建立自己的王国、自己的生活，而我忽略了我的王国、我的生活。但是我的国度和我的生活是更重要的。
So yes.Joel and Haggai were similar, and Nehemiah is also going to be similar, but different.
约珥书还有哈该书是差不多的，其实尼希米记也差不多，但是还是不一样。
So you're not allowed to go to sleep and say, "Well, I heard this before. That's what he said this morning."
所以今天晚上大家不可以睡觉，不可以想说啊，这都听过了。
And then he said it again this afternoon. Now, what do I got to hear it three times? Good night.
你不要想说你下午也这么讲了，那所以晚上呢，我就可以好好的休息。
Wake up because three times is better than twice and once, and it's different.
所以大家要清醒的 ，OK， 听了三次比听两次比听一次都好，而且真的是不一样的。
And we're going to read about the lapidation and brokenness, and we're going to read about God getting after a people to be rebuilt and do it again.
所以我们还是会看到，这里百姓的荒凉和被破坏，然后神要重新的恢复和重建。
But that seems to be what God is interested in.
但是这看起来就是神的兴趣，神喜欢做这样的事。
He had to in the Old Testament, and he had to in the New Testament, continue to enjoin upon his people to get to work.
所以就在旧约里发生，在新约的时候一样，他喜欢把神的百姓聚集在一起，要一起来建造。
That theme of rise up and build, two different thoughts, and rise up is important.
所以这一次我们的主题要先是要兴起，要起来，另外还要重建，这里是两件事情。
First, you got to wake up and get up.
第一，你必须要醒过来，要起来。
You have to be stirred in your own heart, in your own spirit. You have to see the need and be willing to contribute to the solution.
你必须在心里，在你的灵里被激起来，然后你起来可以参与这个建造的工作。
Too many Christians are half asleep.
因为太多的基督徒现在是睡在半沉睡的状态。
And the half that are half asleep, the other half of them are fast asleep.
一半呢，他们是慢慢的沉睡，一半呢已经是熟睡了。
And the Paul says it's high time that we wake up out of sleep.
但是保罗却说，我们应该是要醒过来的时候了。
Don't say it's not time yet, it's time.
不要说现在不是时候，现在就是时候。
Because if the solution isn't going to come from the church in this world or in your life, the solution's not going to come. If it's not coming from the church, it's not coming from the Oval Office.
因为如果我们所盼望的答案必须是从教会来，而不是从白宫或是从国会来。
The solution to the brokenness in the world today, in personal, individual lives, in families, in nations, in every place, the solution is heaven.
今天我们的个人、我们的家庭、教会，甚至我们的国家，到处充满了破碎，但是这个结果、这个答案必须是从天而来。
And to that end, we need to wake ourselves up and rise up.
所以因此我们必须要使自己醒过来，并且起来兴起。
Thank God that he has helped for us.
但是感谢神，他会帮助我们。
So when we open up the pages in the first pages of Nehemiah, you know, my outlines are poor.
那我们现在来看尼希米记的第一页。首先我要说我在那个手册上写的这个大纲是很简单的。
It took you a long time to say how poor I was.
Okay,
you must
be understanding
a few times. But the outline is really simple. It's the book of Nehemiah, the first six chapters.
我写的大纲其实就是尼希米记的前六章。
And tonight we're going to look at just the first three.
今天晚上呢，我们看的就是头三章。
And at the very beginning, it talks about the month of Kislev in the twentieth year. While I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned him about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem.
所以在我们先看到在亚达薛西王二十年基斯流月，我在苏珊城的宫里，那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景。
Now Nehemiah was the man speaking here, obviously.
在这里我们看见这里是尼希米，他在述说。
You read in the last verse of the first chapter that Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer.
在第一章的最后一节，我们看见尼希米他说我是做王酒政的。
Now, anybody here have the job as the cupbearer?
我们在座有哪一个人的工作是做酒政的？
I didn't mean the waitress or the waiter. I mean the cupbearer.
我不是说在餐厅做侍者的，
而是
做一个酒证的。
We don't have that in our culture, at least not in the United States.
至少在美国今天没有。
But the cupbearer was a very responsible position given to somebody who was very trustworthy.
但是当时呢，酒证是一个他的责任很重要的一个官。
Now you remember how the people of God from Jerusalem were.Taken captive by the Babylonians and brought over into Babylon. And Nehemiah, if he was not one of those taken, was born in captivity, but he was from Jewish parents and heritage.
当时呢，有许多的犹太人，他们是被掳到巴比伦人。我们不太确定，尼希米到底是被掳的呢，还是在巴比伦生的？但是他是生长在一个犹太人的家庭里。
And I don't know how he got the job, but somehow he got the job, and it was a good one.
我不知道他怎么样得到这份工作的，但是这是一个很好的工作，而且必须是王很信任的人才可以做的。
Went online, filled out an application, submitted it, and knew somebody in the higher offices that got him in.
或许呢，他是在网上申请的这个工作，或许他认识什么人，我们不知道，但是他得到这份工作。
Maybe somebody recognized that, hey, this is a trustworthy guy.
但是有或许有的人说，哎，这个人是可以值得信任的，他可以胜任这份工作。
Diligent in all that he does.
因为他在一切的事上都非常的认真。
He would be a good candidate for that position because that guy had to make sure that nobody was going to poison the king.
因为这个人必须要非常的小心，要确定没有人要毒害王。
And you know, everybody has their price. We can buy him off and pay him enough money, and he'll slip a little bit of this into the drink of the king, and the king will go.
如果他不是一个可值得信任的人的话，可能有人就可以用钱贿赂他，收买他，在王的酒里下毒，毒杀王。
It's hard to find somebody who's not going to be sold out for a certain amount of money.
所以王呢，必须要找到一个人是值得信任的，而且他绝对不收贿赂的。
But Nehemiah was that man. I was the king's cupbearer.
但是尼希米就是这样子的人，他说我是做王酒证的。
Now how long he had the job, I have no idea.
我不知道他在这个工作上到底担任了多久。
I read that not only did he taste occasionally, maybe not everything that was passed, but he had to watch over those who were serving also.
所以我知道不单是他要先帮王品酒品菜，而且他还要看着侍者预备食物。
The cooks, the people that were under him.
还有这些厨师都在他手下。
So Nehemiah was employed in a hierarchy position, quote unquote, a good job, and very settled into his situation in Babylon.
所以可见的，尼希米他在巴比伦有一个很好很高的职位的工作。
But these guys come from Jerusalem to pay a visit.
但是这些人呢，他们从耶路撒冷来，他们来看尼希米。
They had gone back years before.
他们已经回去了很久。
And they, well, what are we going to do? How is it going back there? Nehemiah asks.
所以尼希米就问他们，在家乡的情况怎么样？
And he says, those who survived the exile, they're back in the province. They're in great trouble. They are a disgrace. And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and the gates have been burned with fire.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且由耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Now, if you heard that from your friends that had just come from Jerusalem, what would you say?
如果你听见你的朋友从耶路撒冷回来报告这样子的消息，你会怎么说？
Now, tell the truth. Would you say, I'm glad I'm not there?
让我们很诚实的来回答，我们会不会说还好我不在那里
I got it good in Babylon.
因为我在巴比伦的工作很好。
Thank you, Yahweh.
感谢耶和华。
That I'm not in Jerusalem suffering with the rest of them.
我感谢耶和华，我不在耶路撒冷跟其他的人一起受苦。
But thou hast shown great favor to me and to my family, and we are happy and pleased to be in Babylon.
但是神却保守了我和我的家，我们在巴比伦大大的蒙神的恩典。
But that's not what he did.
但是这不是你心里所做的。
He heard the situation. He heard that the people of God are a disgrace, that the walls of Jerusalem are broken down and the gates are burned.
但是他听见的却是百姓受凌辱，而且城墙被毁， 城门被火焚烧。
If the walls are broken down, the city is very vulnerable to attack.
如果城墙被拆毁了，那这个城呢，在敌人的面前是非常容易受攻击的。
And the enemies of God's people are always willing to attack.
神百姓的仇敌却是非常喜欢来攻击他们。
And there's no resistance when there are no walls or gates.
当没有城墙、没有城门的时候，他们根本遇不见阻力。
I maybe set some of you up who were in the meeting this afternoon, the English service, but let me ask you a question.
我可能在下午的英文聚会里已经说过了，让我来问你们一个问题。
Do you feel the world is broken?
你
Oh, see.
你有感觉到这个世界在破碎吗
？You're quick learners. Is all creation groaning?
所有的受造物是不是都在唉声叹气？对不起。
Is all creation groaning?
所有的受造之物是不是在叹息劳苦呢
？It is.
是的。
Is the world broken that you live in?
我们所在的世界是不是破碎了
？It is.
是的。
Is the nation that we live in here in America broken?
当我们所在的这个国家美国是不是破碎了
？It is.
是的。
Our lives and families broken?
是不是很多人的生命他们的家庭破碎了
？They are.
是的。
Maybe we could bring it right home to where you are. Are you broken?
或是我们再近一点，你呢
？Is your life broken？
你的生命是不是破碎的
？Is your mind broken？
是不是你的心思是破碎的
？Is your heart broken？
是不是你的心是破碎的？是不是你的灵是破碎的
？Are the walls broken down in your life？
是不是你生命里面的城墙毁了
？And sometimes we need to be brutally honest with ourselves。
有的时候我们必须很诚实的来面对我们自己。
And respond that they are。
然后我们很诚实的回答：“是的。”
What are we going to do about it?
那我们该怎么办呢？
Nehemiah heard all of this.
尼希米听见这些消息。
He heard of the pathetic situation back home, Jerusalem.
他听见家乡这些可悲的消息。
Look at the response of Nehemiah. When I heard these things, I sat down and I wept.
我们来看尼希米的反应。他说：“我听见这话就坐下哭泣。”
For many days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
Have I ever? Have you ever been? Have any of us ever been affected by what's going on or has gone on among the people of God and the broken walls that are all around us? Does it bother me? Does it bother you?
你和我，我们是不是曾经因着神百姓的情形，这些城墙被毁的情形，而我们心里忧伤难过呢？还是我们都没有感觉
？Or is our reaction, "Thank God it's not me"?
或是我们的反应就说，感谢神，不是我。
Oh, I'm glad that I'm not in that situation and I'm not that in circumstance. Yeah, the walls are broken in our nation, but I'm glad that I'm doing okay. I'm here in the Silicon Valley. I live in New York City. If you make it in New York, you can make it any place except the Silicon Valley. But you can do it anywhere.
或是我们说还好我们不是在那个虽然我们的国家的城墙毁了但是我们说还好还好我现在是在矽谷或是还好我现在是在纽约只要我们可以在这里通达就好了。
We have a lot to be thankful for.
是的，我们有许多的事我们需要感恩。
Nehemiah had a lot to be thankful for.
尼希米他有许多的事他可以感恩的。
God had been gracious to him.
是的，神对他有恩典。
God had given to him that responsible position with the king.
神给了他一个很高位而且很重要的责任在王的面前。
But Nehemiah, although he lived in Babylon, Babylon did not live in him.
虽然尼希米住在巴比伦，但是巴比伦并不是在他的心里。
He was in it, but he was not of it.
他在巴比伦，但是不属于巴比伦。
And the comforts and the pleasures and the enjoyment and the bounty and whatever else he had in Babylon never reached into his heart and soul. What was in his heart and soul was the people of God and the need to rise up and to build.
所以他虽然在巴比伦，但是巴比伦的舒适荣华富贵不在他的心里，他心里呢却是惦记着神的百姓，神百姓需要起来，需要重建。
And if we recognize that the world is broken, it is. If we recognize people's lives are broken, and they are, then maybe what we need to do is pray and weep and mourn and fast.
如果我们看见我们周围的人是破碎的，我们的这个世界是破碎的，或许我们的反应应该是我们哭泣、悲哀，在神面前进食、祷告。
And just maybe our hearts need to break with the things that break His, God's heart.
或许我们的心应该被那些使神伤心的事而伤心。
Nehemiah, it says in the end of that verse, and he prayed before the God of heaven.
所以尼希米他在天上的神面前进食祈祷。
Nehemiah was a man who was always praying.
尼希米是一个一直都在祷告的人。
I think that's why Nehemiah's heart was the way that it was. He was always in fellowship, in tune with God. He always prayed.
因为尼希米一直都是一个祷告的人，他一直在跟神有交通，所以他的心才会有这样子的心肠。
As we read the story, you'll read over and over again, Nehemiah prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he was a busy man, but he prayed.
所以我们看见尼希米记里面，他总是说，他祷告了，他祷告了，他祷告了。虽然他工作繁忙，但是他常常在祷告。
And as he prayed, he Look to the Lord, he retraced the goodness of God, what God wanted from Jerusalem and his people, and he just left it all there as a prayer before God. And he prayed for several months.
所以他就开始祷告，他向神祷告，他讲到神的慈爱，神的属性，而且他就把他所心里的负担都祷告出来。那他祷告了大概几个月。
At the end of the first chapter, you notice at the close of his prayer, he says, Lord, give ear.Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
他说主啊求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷使你仆人现今亨通在王面前蒙恩这是他祷告的结尾。
Lord, I don't know how this can get pulled off. I don't know how I can do anything, but Lord,I am stirred inwardly, and it's moved me to do something back for Israel, for the people of God, and the condition and situation that we find ourselves in. And I am going to pray and give myself to the opportunity as God opens the door. Sorry, that was long. But
主啊，他的意思就是说，虽然我不知道到底能够怎么样行，但是主啊，我希望能够为我的家乡，为耶路撒冷做一些事情。所以他就把这个陈明在神的面前，或许神可以给他开门，给他一些的机会。
So in the second chapter, the first verse, we find that Nehemiah had a Nisan.
所以在第二章，我们就看见。
Not really. In the month of Nisan.
在尼散月。
In the 20th year, so about 4 months.
所以差不多第一章也是在亚达薛西王二十年，所以差不多四个月之后。
Nehemiah couldn't quit his job.
尼希米他不能就随便的辞职。
You can quit your job, but Nehemiah couldn't.
你可以辞职，但是尼希米不可以随便辞职。
The only way he could get out of his job is if the king dismissed him or he died.
他唯一可以离开他的工作呢，就是王把他遣散了，或是他死掉了。
He couldn't just walk away. He had to just. So he just prayed. He just left it before God and he prayed.
所以呢，他只能摆在神的面前，就是祷告。
And then it says, one day as I brought wine to the king, I took the wine and gave it to the king, and I had been sad in his presence. I have never been sad in his presence before. So the king asked me, why does your face look so sad when you are not sick? This can be nothing but sadness of heart.
所以他在王面前摆酒，他说，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。王对我说，你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦。
Nehemiah, what's wrong with you? You look sad.
所以尼希米王对尼希米说：“你怎么了？你为什么面带愁容
？”How many of you ever gone to work, walked into your office or walked into your workplace and looked sad? Anybody that ever happened to any of you?
我们中间有
hey, let me switch it around.
有没有人我们去上班的时候进去了公司的时候面带愁容呢
？Switch it around. How many of you on Tuesday morning going to walk into your work happy?
那或是说，你们有没有人在上班的时候进去的时候面带微笑
？Got to go back again.
我说，哦，我又要上班了。
I got to go back to New York.
哦，我又要回去纽约了。
This West Coast is so nice, and I got to go back home to New York.
在美国西岸真好，现在我要回到东岸了。好。
Nehemiah didn't have the privilege that you have.
尼希米没有我们有的这个特权。
He couldn't walk into work looking sad.
他不可以上班的时候面带愁容的。
Those Babylonian kings were not nice.
因为那些巴比伦的王是不好伺候的。
They could kill you if you walked into their presence not looking happy.
如果你在他面前面带愁容，他很可能就下令把你杀了。
I don't care how many flat tires you had on your way to work. When you get into work, make yourself look happy, because you don't want to bring sadness, bad vibes into the king's presence.
因为呢，不管你在上班的时候，就算你抱了多少个胎，你进到这个王的面前，你都必须面带微笑，不可以把这个负面的能量带给王。
King doesn't want to be adversely affected by your sourpuss.
因为他不想受到你负面的影响，带着负面的情绪。
You can translate sourpuss into Chinese? No. I'm telling it. She make. Oh, never mind. Yeah, no, Nehemiah did it though. He went, and the king read his face and said, "Something's wrong. Something's wrong with you." But he liked Nehemiah.
So, 王看出来，尼希米有心事，但是王喜爱尼希米。
What's not to like about Nehemiah?
因为尼希米有什么是不讨人喜欢的吗？
A trusted man.
因为他是一个好人，是一个值得信赖的人。
He might be looking sad, but if I kill him, I just got to find somebody else, and I might not find somebody as good as him.
但是如果我今天看见他面带愁容，就把他杀了，我还要再找一个人，我怎么可能再找到一个我可信任的人呢
？So when the king read his face and called him on the carpet for it, Nehemiah says, "I was very much afraid."
所以当王对他说的时候，尼希米说：“我其实甚惧怕。”
I said to the king, "May the king live forever, and me too." No, he didn't say that. May we both live forever for a long time yet. May you live forever, O king. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my fathers are buried lies in ruins and the gates have been destroyed by fire?
他对王说：“愿王万岁！我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能？”面无愁容吗
See, Mr. King, I'm happy with the job and all the rest of that, but I feel the world is broken. I feel my people are broken.
他说王啊
And it saddens my heart.
虽然我的工作很好，但是我感觉这个世界是破碎的，我的百姓是破碎的，所以我的心里哀伤。
Now remember, Nehemiah had been praying. He's looking for an open door.
那我们要记得，尼希米他已经祷告了四个月了，他一直在找神，或许可以给他开门，有机会。
Sometimes we try to open doors that God hasn't opened.
有的时候，我们用自己的力量去想要开一个门，但是神还没有为我们打开。
He could have heard from his friends and gone into the office the next day and said, "Oh, King, I got to do something about this. My people are..." But he waited until God opened up the door and gave him the opportunity.
他没有在四个月前，当他听见他的朋友从耶路撒冷回来之后，他就立刻的跑到王面前说：“我要为耶路撒冷做点事。”他一直祷告，等神给他的机会。
But when God opened up the door and gave him the opportunity, he ran right through that open door.
但是当神给他开了一个门，给他机会的时候，他立刻就从这个门经过。
The king says to Nehemiah, "Nehemiah, what do you want?"
所以王就问他说。尼希米，你要什么？
Then the next phrase, Nehemiah says, "Then I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king."
然后圣经让我们看见下一句，他就说：“于是我默祷天上的神。”然后他在对王说话。
How long was Nehemiah's prayer to the God of heaven before he answered the king?
我们知道他到底祷告了多久，然后回答王吗？
Nehemiah, what do you want?
王对他说：“尼希米，你要求什么呢？”
Well, I got to give an answer. When am I going to get? I'll get back to you after I go to prayer for a time and see what I want.
他难道他会跟王说：“你等一等，等一等，让我先祷告一下再回答你吗？”
I can't do that. I don't have any time.
他不可以这样子说，因为没有时间。
I don't know what Nehemiah prayed. It doesn't say, but it maybe went something like this: "Lord, help."
但是我不知道他到底祷告什么，很可能就祷告主啊，帮助我。
Lord, do something.
主啊，做一点事。
I pray to the God of heaven, and I answered the king.
他于是他默祷天上的神，然后他才回答王。
And boy, his answer was something. He's talking to the king of Babylon.
我们要记得他是在对巴比伦王说话。
I'm not going to read all those verses, but what he says is, well, you want to know what I need? I need some time off from work because I got to go back home because the walls are broken down and we're in a bad situation and we're a disgrace and God has burdened my heart to rise up and do something about it.
他说我需要离开我的工作一点时间，因为我们家乡我们的耶路撒冷呢，它城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧，神把这个负担放在我里面，我需要回去做一点事。
But I need more than just the time off because it's going to take a lot of material to go and to rebuild the walls of the city, and we don't have a lot of material, so I need a lot of material to be transported from here over to there.
那不单我需要从工作上停一段时间，而且我还需要很多的材料，因为我们重建需要材料，必须从这里运回去耶路撒冷。
While I'm at it, I might as well throw this in there. I don't have any money. And we got to pay for all the material, and you know, Home Depot's expensive, and the price of lumber has gone way up, and I don't know what we're going to do, and so we don't have the money to fit the bill, but maybe you do.
还有就是我们还需要钱，现在木材的那个材料的价格都是飞涨，所以我还需要很多钱，或许你可以帮我。
One more thing, King.
还有一件事情。
I mean, I'm trying, I hope I'm not asking too much. But also, on our travel, you know, we're going to run into bands of robbers and thieves, and we got all this material, and they're going to beat us up, and they're going to steal our stuff. So what I need is safe passage. You need to provide me a police escort all the way over to Jerusalem.
那另外还有一件事情，希望我没有要求太多，就是当我们在旅行的时候，很可能会遭遇到土匪，遭受抢劫，所以还希望王能够派人护送我。
Well, the king says, how long is this going to take? And when are you coming back?
所以王就说，你去要去多久呢？
It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time.
所以呢，王喜欢差遣我去，我就告诉王了一个日期回来。
This is what the Apostle Paul would call exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think.
在这里实在就是像使徒保罗说的，他能够成就一切，充充足足的超过我们所求所想的。
Nehemiah, you know, when you went to work today, did you really expect this?
所以当尼希米那一天去上班的时候，他会想到这个吗？
Did you expect God to open the door the way that he did?
他能够想象神那一天就为他开了一个这样子的敞开的门吗？
He showed himself to be the Lord God Almighty. Go back, those of you that were in Haggai this afternoon. I am the Lord God Almighty.
因为神是那个全能的神。
And I can move upon the heart of a heathen king.
那他可以在这个王的心里动工。
And I'm a debtor to nobody. He's got enough money and he'll take care of it. Don't worry.
那这个王呢，他可以供应这个一切，
so,
神可以改变王的心来供应一切的需要。
So Nehemiah at the near in the end of the second or the middle of the second chapter, the 11th verse. So I went to Jerusalem.
所以十一节第二章十一节，我到了耶路撒冷。
Rise up.
起来。
We're getting to the build, not maybe tonight, but rise up.
第一步是要起来，明天晚上我们要讲建造，但是第一步要起来。
This is part of the rise up.
这就是起来的部分。
First, you get a burden.
首先，你有了一个负担。
You're not satisfied with the dilapidation and the brokenness of your heart, your soul, your life, or anything else from there out.
所以不管是在各种破碎的情形，我心里就是没有
You know that God has a people and he's called upon that people to be the praise of the whole earth.
因为神呼召了这一群的百姓要成为世界上全地的赞美。
And he wants to build his church and the gates of hell won't stand against it.
而且他现在他要建立他的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
But he uses the Nehemiahs, he uses you and he uses me if he can get a hold of us to rise up to do something about the problem.
他就兴起了尼希米，他也兴起你和我来解决这个问题。
So Nehemiah gets to Jerusalem. He goes back with the safe passage and everything else. And he finds himself in that 11th verse to Jerusalem. And after staying there for 3 days, I set out during the night with a few men. I had not told them anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem.
所以有了这些人的护送, 尼希米到了耶路撒冷, 他在那里住了3天, 12节, 他夜间起来, 有几个人也一同起来, 但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事, 我并没有告诉人。
So Nehemiah gets a bunch of his friends, or the important people in the community in Jerusalem.
所以, 尼希米呢, 他就找了这些, 民众的, 领袖们。
And they go get a horse.
他们也有了马匹。
Let's go for a ride. He didn't tell them what he was doing or why he was doing this. Well, let's go look around. I want to see for myself. I've heard from Hanani and the others, but now I'm here and I want to see for myself the situation.
他并没有告诉他们要做什么事, 但是他说, 我听说了这个情形, 我现在要亲眼看一下。
And so it then goes on and says that they get around and they ride around on their horses and they had to get off their horses at one point because the horse couldn't fit underneath the dilapidated wall, and they got in there and they looked around and they saw exactly what they were told.
所以他们晚上呢就在那里巡视, 骑着马, 有一些地方他们必须要下马, 因为牲口过不去, 他们就在那里观察。
So he goes back with the officials, verse 17 of the second chapter, and he says to them, you see the trouble that we are in?
17节, 他们回去之后呢, 他就对这些首领说, 我们所遭的难, 耶路撒冷怎样荒凉, 城门被火焚烧, 你们都看见了。
Do you see how Jerusalem is messed up and lies in ruins and how we're a disgrace?
你看见了吗? 看见了, 耶路撒冷的城墙, 而且我们受凌辱。
Then look at in the middle of the 17th verse. Come, he says to them, Nehemiah, come guys, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.
17节, 就说, 来吧, 我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙, 免得再受凌辱。
Wait a minute. What's this us and we?
你要说, 等一等。 你在这里说, 来吧, 我们重建, 你为什么要说我们?
You got a burden, you're not happy, you're crying, you're sad because of what's going on there. Well, how did we get into this equation?
伤心, 难过, 爱哭的是你, 为什么还要把我们带上?
Your idea, you rise up and build.
这是你的主意, 你自己兴起重建。
You take care of the problem. Don't bring us into this whole thing.
你自己来解决这个问题, 不要把我们带上。
It's like you remember when Jesus, when he said, I am the light of the world.
记得耶稣说, 我是世上的光。
Well, he was. But then one day he turned it on his disciples.
但是呢, 是的, 他是世上的光, 但是有一天呢, 他突然就, 转过身来对他的门徒说,
he looked at his disciples and said, hey guys, you are the light of the world.
然后他就对他的门徒说, 你们是世上的光。
It doesn't say it, but I could almost read their minds. Well, wait a minute, Jesus, you got that wrong. You said you are the light of the world. We agree with that. That's good. We are not the lights of the world. You are.
但是我可以想象圣经没有这样写门徒可能会说耶稣你搞错了的确你是世上的光这样很好但是我们不是啊。 Don't
try to bring us into this thing. We didn't sign up for this.
但是不要把我们也牵在里面我们并没有这样子自愿的加入。
Mr. Nehemiah, no, we don't want to rise up and build.
所以这些人可能对耶利米说我没有。
We're okay with the dilapidation and we are okay with the people of God being a disgrace. We are okay with the disgrace that we are as a representation of God here. We're okay with all that.
他们可能会说, 这些我都可以啊,我可以接受神百姓的荒凉, 我可以接受我们受凌辱, 我可以接受这一切的破坏和破碎。
To rise up and build sounds like work.
但是要起来重建,
and I got enough work.
听起来好像要很多的工作。
I work in my kingdom all day long, every day.
但是我们已经在世界的王手下,
我们每一天都工作。 I'm building up my kingdom here on earth. You should have got a beautiful kingdom. You should see it sometime. And it's going well for me. No, I don't want to involve myself. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. It's not time to build yet.
我自己在地上建立我的王国，但是我现在没有时间，没有精力来做这个事情。
And God says, no, it is time. And by the way, Nehemiah can't do this all by himself.
但是神却说现在就是时候，而且尼希米实在他自己一个人无法达成这个工作。
Pastor, you had as a burden for the conference, for these times, we're going to rise up and we're going to build. Okay, so that's his thing. He wants to rise up and build, let him rise up and build.
余牧师他心里有这个负担，在这个特会里说要起来建造，他有负担，那就让他 去建造吧。我们就为他喝彩就好了。
On the heart of our dear pastor, how thankful we are that God has placed the burden on his heart that he rise up and build. Thank God for what the Lord has done to our brother you and for our brother. He wants to rise up and build.
所以我们或许说感谢主，神把负担放在我们余牧师的心里，那他自己可以一个人起来兴起来建造，那我们就为他喝彩加油。
Then he has the audacity to stand here last night and to say, we need to rise up and build, all of us need to rise up and build here. Hey, wait a minute, what are you getting me in this thing for?
但是那昨天晚上余牧师却在这里大声的疾呼，我们要一起，我们要起来建造。你会说怎么把我也加进去了？
Because if the kingdom of God is going to be the kingdom of God that God wants it to be, it's going to take a concerted effort of the people of God.
因为神的国要建立起来，必须要神的百姓一起来建造。
Not just one or two or ten.
不是只是一个、两个或十个。
Not just one church or two churches or three churches.
也不是一个教会、两个教会或三个教会的事。
The church of Jesus Christ, the people of God need to rise up, we need to wake up, and we need to join our hearts and our faith together and believe that our Almighty God is able to, through the church, make a difference in this world.
耶稣基督的众教会，神的众百姓们必须都要起来，联合同心合意的来建造，而且借着教会来重建。
And so the people replied.
所以这些领袖们呢，他们回答。
Verse 18, the people replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work.
他们这些领袖就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。
You know, this is really a bunch of miracles that have taken place here. First of all, there was the miracle of the supply.
我们在这里看见一连串的神迹。第一个就是神供应了他们的材料。
But the response of these people that were with Nehemiah is nothing short of another miracle.
而这些人对尼希米的反应呢，也是一个神迹。
Nehemiah was the ringleader. He was the spark for sure. But as he enjoined upon the people of God to join together with him and rise up and let us together build, they actually got up and rose and were wanting to build together this good work that God had called them to.
是的，尼希米他是一个领袖，在他心里有这个火，但是他能够把这些人召集起来，把这个火点起来，这本身也是一个神迹。
Ask any preacher if that would be a miracle.
那可以问问看所有的传道人，这样子的结果是不是一个神迹？
If the whole church gets up and says, "Yes, let's build for God," we'll forget about our own kingdoms, we'll forget about our own efforts, we're willing to risk our lives, we're willing to lay down our lives, we want the kingdom of God to come and his will to be done here on earth. That's a miracle.
如果全教会都可以说是的，我们都要起来，一起起来建造，我们不要再建造自己的王国，我们要建造神的国度，这本身就是一个神迹。
But I believe that God by his spirit wants to incite in you and in every one of us an urge, a burden that we must rise up and build.
我相信神他希望能够在我们的心里点下这个火，让我们每一个人都被激励，都起来，都起来。
Why?
为什么呢？
Do you think the world is broken? That's why.
为什么呢？因为这个世界破碎了。
And Jesus, when he prayed, we read it this afternoon in John 17, I want to be in them. I want them to rise up and build. I want to fill them with my glory so that the world may know.
就像耶稣在约翰福音十七章那里的祷告，我要充满他们，我要让他们起来，所以这个世界能够看到，能够知道。
How is this world going to get fixed?
这个世界如何能够被修复呢？
How is your life going to get fixed?
你的生命，你的生活如何能够被修复呢？
It's going to take God.
必须是神。
But God is able.
因为只有神能。
So these people at the end of the second chapter, I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding.But as for you, these were the naysayers and the enemies. You have no share in Jerusalem or in the claim of the historic right to it.
在第二章最后，那尼希米他回答那些反对他们的人，他说：“天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造。”而那些对他们反对人，他们说：“你们在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。”
We'll talk more tomorrow night about the attacks and Sanballat, Tobiah, Gershom, and how they came against the work of God. Because the enemy has really he did come to steal, kill, and destroy.
明天晚上我们要讲他们所面临的挑战和征战，那些参巴拉亚、多比亚还有基善他们起来的攻击。
But we'll see the victory of the people of God.
但是我们会有征战，我们也要看见神百姓的得胜。
If God is in it, it will prosper.
如果神在其中，神必定会得胜。
If God is in it, it will not fail. It will triumph.
如果神在其中，就不会失败，一定会得胜。
If God before us, who can be against us?
如果神是为着我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
You and God are majority.
如果你加上了神，你们就是多数的。
And if we, as the people of God, band together as the church of the living Almighty God, and rise up to do the work that God has called us to, enabled by His Spirit and strengthened with might in the inner being, there is nothing that can stop.The kingdom of God, the church of Jesus Christ here on earth.
如果神的百姓都能够合一团结起来，靠着圣灵的能力，那就在世上没有任何的势力可以抵挡我们，使我们起来兴起。
I'd like to read the whole third chapter to you, but you would all, not just some of you, all go to sleep.
我很想把第三章读给你们听，但是我相信你们每一个人没有一个例外的都会睡着
了。And I couldn't pronounce half the names.
而且有些人的名字我也不知道怎么发音。
That might be fun. That might keep you awake.
或许我不会发音，你们还不容易睡觉。
If you look at that third chapter, you'll notice that Nehemiah is not in there at all.
如果你看尼希米记第三章的话，这些人物的名字，你会发现尼希米不在其中。
I see a lot of other names. I don't know who these people are.
我看到很多的名字，我根本不知道他们是谁。
This guy and that guy. Oh, 40 different groups of people are mentioned.
在这里有这个人、那个人，一共有差不多四十组的人。
Around the city of Jerusalem, you got all these different groups, and they're all working.
差不多有四十组的人，他们都在那里建造。
And the refrain of the third chapter is this guy whose name nobody knows. They worked over where they lived, and this one they worked over where they lived, and they built up the wall by their house, and this one over by his house.
在第三章，我们看见一个模式，就是说他先说这个人，我们不知道是谁，但是呢，他就在他所住的地方建造，那个人就在他。对着他的房子建造城墙
hey,
每一个人在他所在的地方建造
How's the wall at your house?
那你家里的墙呢
Do you need to get to some work at your house and build it up again?
你需要再回去把你家里的墙建起来
Don't wait for Nehemiah to show up and do it
不要等到尼希米他来帮你加建你的墙
Don't wait for Pastor Yu to come over and fix it
也不需要等到榆木师过来来建你家的墙，你们要起来建造。
Get up in the name of the Lord, rise yourself and start to contribute to the building of the kingdom of God, so it's not a disgrace anymore, so that God is glorified.
所以我们都要起来建造我们的这一块城墙，所以我们不会再受凌辱，神的名可以得着荣耀。
One of these guys, I don't know what verse it is, Meshulam, the son of, I don't know, Bechemiah.He made repairs over against his living quarters. He didn't even have a house.
其中有一个人、
He had a studio apartment.
其中有一个人在第三十节，他呢，他没有房子，他就是在他的这个住的地方建造。中文翻译翻没有翻出来，所以呢，他没有一个房子，他可能只有一个单间的公寓。
Done?
Yeah.
Okay. And he was, see, no matter how small an area you have,
所以不管你所住的地方有多小
and you know, I look at myself and you look at yourself and we got small areas.
所以或许你看看你的地方我看我的地方我们所住的地方是很小的
God expects a bunch of no names to get to work.
但是神却希望这一些我们都不认识的人不出名的人他们来建造。
That's Brother Yu's job on the West Coast, and that's Brother Ernie's job on the East Coast.
不要想说，美国西岸的工作都是由余牧师来做，东岸的工作都是由 Brother Ernie 来做。
Doesn't work that way.
不，神的工作不是这样子的。
But what Brother Yu can do, and what Brother Ernie tries to do, is maybe we can inspire somebody else.
但是余牧师和 Brother Ernie 所做的事情呢，就是或许可以激励我们大家都起来。
Maybe you can take responsibility for where you live.
或许在你所住的地方，你扛起那个责任来。
Maybe you can start to let the kingdom of God be built up in you.
或是先把神的国建造在我们自己里面。
And yes, there will be opposition.
是的，会有反对的势力。
And yes, there will be setbacks.
会有抵挡。
And no, it will not be an easy cakewalk.
而且不是一路都会一帆风顺的。
There will be obstacles. There will be disappointments.
会有拦阻，而且会有失望。
But when you get to the end of the story, you find that God did this wonderful work and completed the building process as people gave themselves to the good work that God had entrusted to them.
但是在故事的结尾，我们却会看到，当百姓把自己都奉献出来的时候，神做了一个美好的工作。
And so I'd like to encourage every one of you tonight.
所以我希望今天晚上要鼓励每一位。
Maybe we've done this 20 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe a year ago.
或许我们已经做了20年前做过，10年前做过，或是去年曾经做过。
Maybe every day, every Labor Day conference, you come and you're stirred.
或许每一次的劳工节特会，我们心里都被激励了，我们都奉献了。
You're all pumped up to rise up, and we're going to go build now.
所以每一次我们都被鼓励了，我们就说：“是的，我们要起来建造。”
And by September 8th, you're.
或许到九月八号，我们又沉睡了。
That's his burden. That's not mine anymore.
我说这是他的负担，不是我的。
Because I'm too entrenched in Babylon. I'm too stuck in my job. I'm too busy in the office. I got no time to worry about.Anything else but my world.
或许我扎根扎在巴比伦太深了，我的工作太忙，我的生活太紧凑。
But tonight, God would enlist you, and you, and every single one of you that are here that belong to Him.
但是今天晚上，神要再一次的来征召，来呼召你，你每一个属他的人。
He'll give you a hammer.He'll give you a hammer and nails.
他会再把锤子、钉子放在你的手上。
And he'll send you to work.
然后差遣你去为他做工。
So roll up your sleeves.
所以挽起我们的袖子。
And say, Lord, I'm ready.
说主啊，我预备好了。
And give the response that the people of Nehemiah's day gave. Come, let's build together.
然后我们就像这些领袖对尼希米的反应一样，我们一起来建造吧。
You know, I kind of feel that's the way it is. Even though I'm in the east and you're in the west, but it seems to me that we're building together.
虽然我是在东岸，你们是在西岸，但是我们是一起来建造的。
And our desire is, Lord, let Your kingdom come and let Your will be done.
我们的盼望，我们的希望就是主啊，你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And let it be done through me.
而且是从我开始。
One of the many no names in chapter 3, Lord, I'm going to contribute to the work.
就像第三章里面许多不没有名字的人，名不见经传的人，我也希望在其中。
There's a song that I'd like to sing with you in closing. I don't know how many of you know it.
在我们结束的时候，我要唱一首诗歌。我不知道你们知不知道这首诗歌。
But it asks the question, who's on the Lord's side? Who's going to serve the King?
这首诗歌呢，他问了一个问题，就是谁站在主这一边
？Who will be His helpers to build up the brokenness all around us and other lives to bring？
所以谁会加入主的行列来重建
？Who will leave the world side and who's going to face the foe？
谁会离开这个世界来面对仇敌
And as you get through the song, you get to the latter verses, it says, Lord, we're those ones. We'll joyfully enlist.
然后在这首诗歌就说，我愿意来参加。
Savior, we're yours.
主啊，我是你的。
And as you open the door and as you go before us, we're right there willing to rise up and to build the kingdom of God.
当你把门打开，把机会给我们的时候，我们要从其中经过，我们要起来建造。
Are you willing to give it a try?
你希望能够
I don't mean rise up and build. Are you willing to give the song a try?
我们要不要试试看一起来唱这首歌
Let's give it a try together.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌
You like to stand? We can do that. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be His captors? Father, thine to reign. Who will be prophesied? Who will face the dawn? Who is on the Lord's side? Who will And I'd like you to slip a little something in there. It doesn't fit with the music, so you got to be careful how you slip it in. But every time you see a question posed,
我想在我们唱歌的时候，我们加一点东西。那当然，这个不太合旋律。就是说每一次我们看见了一个问题
，You're going to sing "Who is on the Lord's side," but you're going to answer it.
当我们唱谁是在主这一边的时候，让我们有一个回应。
Now, I don't know how loud you want to be or how soft you can be, and I don't know if Pastor David he can help us with this. I don't know, but I don't think there's any help right now. I think we're sunk. But you got to slip in your answer. Who is on the Lord's side? I am.
Yeah, there you go. 加进来。
You see what he did? You go like this. You go, yeah.
Yes. Okay, 我们要把它加进来，说谁是在主这边的时候，就说我是。
And then you sing, Who will?Who will serve the king?
Yes! 谁要跟随主?
Who will be his helper? Other lives to bring. Yeah, me, I'm that one!
谁要为主活着?我要走他的道路,我要。
Who will leave the world's side? I will! Who will face the... You got it?
谁要撇开世界去为
主征战?So don't just sing the song and leave yourself out of the song. Put yourself into it.But don't lie.
让我们把自己放进去，但是不要说谎。
All liars have their part in the lake that burns with fire.
不要说谎，我们要真的有这个负担。
So if you're gonna lie, don't say nothing.
如果我们要说谎的话，我们不要唱。
That's not Chinese.Cierra la boca, por favor. Don't talk. Shut your mouth.
如果我们不能够诚实的回答的话，我们最好不要唱。
But if you're willing.To give the answer.
但是如果我们愿意对神有回应
give the answer. Give the answer.
我们愿意有回应
But recognize you're not answering me because I'm not calling you.
但是你要知道你不是对我回应因为我不是在呼召你是神在呼召我们
It's God that equips.
因为是神要装备我们
It's God that's looking for an answer.
因为是神在寻求我们的答应
So if you affirm the answer to the questions, you're affirming before God.
所以当我们回应的时候我们是在向神回应
And with the affirmation will come the help that you need.
而我们要跟神说
And the strength that you need.
但是神会给我们所需要的恩典所需要的力量
And you'll need a lot of help and you'll need a lot of strength, but God is able.
我们会需要很多帮助，我们会需要很多能力，但是神可以。
Let's start over again. I'll try not to stop you anymore.
Okay, 我不会再打搅你们的。
Are you ready?
准备好了吗
？Okay, here we go. Who is on the Lord's side?
I am.
Who will serve the King?
I will.
Who will be His help?
I will.
晚上实在帮助了我们。
Dear Lord, you've chosen us.
因为你已经拣选我们。
And we want to be faithful to heed the call of God over our lives.
主啊，我们要忠心地回应我们在生命里的呼召，去跟随羔羊。
To follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth.
我们无论羔羊往哪里去，我们都要跟随。
And to be true to the trust that you've left us.
而且我们要对你的呼召和你的托付忠心。
Lord, we're not able.
我们没有办法做到。
We can't do this in our own strength.
我们靠着自己的能力无法做到。
We don't have what it takes in the fierce battles that we're facing in this world today to.Heal any brokenness in our own lives or the lives of others.
我们没有办法靠着自己的能力面对所有的征战挑战，而去面对这个破碎的世界。
But Jesus, you've never sent us to do it in our own strength.
但是主耶稣，你从来没有叫我们靠自己的力量去完成。
As Nehemiah is going to pray tomorrow, Lord, strengthen my hands.
就像尼希米明天晚上我们要看见的，他说：“主啊，
坚
固我们的双手。”
Strengthen us with might by your Holy Spirit, O God.
靠着圣灵的能力坚固我们。
Enable us to be the men and women of God in this present age that will rise up.
主啊，帮助我们在现今这个时代成为神忠心的子民，能够起来。
And this night, Lord, again, we want to offer ourselves to you.
再一次的，今天晚上，主啊，我们要把自己奉献给你。
We're willing, Lord. We're willing. We hear your call.
主啊，我们愿意，我们听见了你的呼召。
By your grace, we're going to build over against our house.
主啊，靠着你的恩典，我们要起来对着我们的房屋建造。
We're build up the walls of the city.
我们要建立这个城的城墙。
We're going to allow you to do abundantly above what we could even ask or think.
主啊，我们要向你求超过我们所求所想的。
And so, Lord, I pray that tonight there'd be the response in every one of us that would please you.
主啊，我希望我们的祷告今天晚上每一个人的回应都能够讨你的喜悦。
I'm going to ask if we would be able to sing that last verse one more time.
我们再唱最后一节。
And if you haven't been doing well, and maybe you've gotten a little cold, or maybe you're doing real well and just want the Lord to help you afresh tonight.
或许你现在的光景很好，但是你希望主能够给你一个更新。
We can pray.
我们可以祷告。
We can seek and ask.
我们可以寻求。
We can say, Lord, by your Spirit, make us the church you want us to be.
主啊，就说主啊，靠着你的圣灵，让我们的教会成为你所想要的。
We hear your call, and now we're responding to your call.
我们听见了你的呼召，现在我们要回应你的呼召。
By your grand redemption, by your grace divine, we are on your side.
靠着你的救赎，借着你的恩典，我们在你这边。
After we sing that chorus or that last verse one more time, I'm through.
我们再唱最后一节，我就结束了。
But I'm not sure that the Lord is through.
但是我的讲道结束，但是我不觉得。
Maybe He wants to work a deeper work and a response in your heart, in your life to God's call.
神要做工在我们每一个人的心里，让我们能够回应神的呼召。
And if you feel that tug in your heart, maybe you want to just step out from where you are and come to the front and the altar and just seek God and give yourself to Him afresh and anew.
如果你心里有这个感动，有这个感动，你可以到前面来，来专心的来寻求神，来回应神。
Respond as Isaiah responded when he said, "Lord, here am I."
我就像以赛亚他对神的回应说，主啊，我在这里。
I'm not much good and I got unclean lips and I live in the midst of a people. I'm a broken guy myself, but Lord, you can fix me.
我不是一个什么好的人，我是一个嘴唇不洁又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，但是我在这里，你可以来改变我。
By your mercy and grace, and you can even use me, so Lord, here I am, send me.
因着你的怜悯和恩典，你或许可以用我，所以主啊，我现在就在这里，差遣我。
So as we sing that last stanza tonight, come if you'd like.
所以当我们唱完最后一节的时候，你们想要的，你们就可以来到神的面前。
Pastor, can we sing the first verse? I think it'd be good to hear that question. Is that okay? The first verse?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's sing the first and the last.
让我们唱第一节还有最后一节。
Who else serves the King? Who
ourselves to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We look to you for your help, O God.
主耶稣在呼召我们，是那万王之王在呼召我们。
The King of Kings is calling us.
当尼希米呼召的时候，众民都答应这个呼召。
When Nehemiah made the call, everyone answered yes.
今天晚上当耶稣呼召的时候
，Tonight when Jesus is calling us.
但愿我们都欢欢喜喜的答应这个呼召。
May we all joyfully answer the call.
我们的。
That we're willing to rise up and follow the Lamb.
我们都愿意成为羔羊的同伴。
We want to become the companion of the Lamb.
我们都愿意与羔羊同工。
We want to be co-workers with the Lamb.
一起来完成这伟大的建造。
To accomplish this great construction.
哦，主，这个时候圣灵在我们每一个人的心中工作。
The Holy Spirit work in every one of us.
让我们在你面前向你降服。
So that we will surrender before you.
主啊，我们在这里。
Lord, we are here.
请差遣我们。
Send us.
主啊，仆人在此静听，请对我们说话。
Lord, we are here, and please speak to us.
哦，耶稣，没有一个人抗拒你的。
So that no one will resist you.
我们不愿意再回去过原来的生活。
We don't want to go back to our old lives.
当尼希米听见百姓遭大难、受凌辱的时候，他没有办法过正常的生活。
When Nehemiah heard that God's people was in disgrace and was in ruin, he couldn't go back to his normal life.
我们感谢主，他采取了行动。
We thank the Lord that He took action.
他扭转了局面。
And He turned around the tide.
主啊，我们今天也把自己交在你的手中。
Tonight we want to give ourselves to you.
主，充满在这里跪着的每一个人。
Lord, we pray that you will fill everyone who's on the knees here.
你呼召更多的人今天到你宝座面前来献上自己。
Lord, you call more people to come before the throne and offer themselves.
就在这个时候。
At this moment.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, I am here.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, I am here.
主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
I am here. Send me.
Amen. 圣灵在充满我，我神，求你用圣灵再充满我，破我，容我，磨我，造我。我神，求你用圣灵再充满我。
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me.Mold me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Amen.主啊，如果我们里面还有什么对你不肯降服的地方，
Lord, if there's anything in us that we are not willing to surrender,
是您这个时候来折服我们，
Lord, come and bend us,
来软化我们，
and melt us,
让我们愿意向你完全降服，
so that we will be willing to completely surrender.
主啊，如果在我们心里面有什么偶像，我们不肯除去。
Lord, if there's any idol in our hearts that we cannot remove,
主啊，这个时候你为我们摔碎这些偶像。
Lord, at this moment we pray that you will smash these idols.
让我们的心单单的来爱耶稣。
So that our hearts will wholly for you.
让我们全心的来爱耶稣。
That we will love you wholeheartedly.
你不仅仅破碎我们。
Not only that you will break us.
你来融化我们。
You come and melt us.
你来塑造我们。
And mold us.
你来使用我们。
And use us.
让圣灵充满在这里每一个人的心中。
So that Holy Spirit will fill everyone's heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. 破碎我们，扩大我们，充满我们，来使用我们，让我亲爱的弟兄姊妹在你手中成为贵重的器皿，成为神家的柱石，祝福他们，祝福他们。